talking with Layla Hodgey, one of our national officers, of course, from the National FFA organization. Saw you guys practicing, getting ready for the big event. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm certainly excited. I tell you what, we put in so much rehearsal time, so much practicing. I'm ready for students to fill the arena and us to get started.
Tell me about your year.
It's been a whirlwind. You know, this time of the year, you spend a lot of time reflecting on what you've done, whether it was our international trip to Japan or just hanging out with students in Missouri or Kansas or back home in Oklahoma or meeting with our many corporate sponsors across the country. It has been an incredible experience, and I'm so much better because of it, and I hope that because of my team, the organization is better as well.
What did you see that really, I guess, impressed you or just really fired you up about FFA this year?
That our programs are consistent across the country. It was very refreshing to know that the positive and awesome experience that I had in Guthrie, Oklahoma, students are having in New York and in Oregon and in Idaho and in Florida. So it's not just Guthrie, it's not just Oklahoma, it's students all the way across the country whose lives are being changed.
What will these last few days mean to you?
As I think about it, a lot of people are you sad that you're retiring from national office? And I think it's not as much that as it's I'm sad that I'm leaving FFA. You know, this has been a part of my life for 7 years. And so I think the bigger picture is that I'll take off this jacket really and truly for the very last time, and I'll leave that part of the organization behind. But it also excites me because I have another side to start serving.
You said that it has changed you. How do you feel FFA has really changed you, especially this last year?
Well, in particular, this last year, I feel like I've grown into the woman that I'm really trying to become, first of all. It just in my maturity, my ability to relate with people, my ability to do things off the cuff, whether it's media interviews or just hanging out with a freshman FFA member. In the same token, it's taught me that I can do an adult's job. I can live a professional life. I can not be in school, and I can wake up in the mornings Monday through Sunday, and I can do what it takes to be an adult. And I think it was really important for me to prove that to myself. While I was always built up with the confidence that I was capable, when you do it, it's really a lot more powerful.